This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 85, well, don't even bother. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. First, yeah, I had a whole different opening for the show tonight, but let's just deal with the, with what everybody's got on their mind. I know that there's, 3,000 other stations that are dealing with this, 3,000 other talk shows that are dealing with this, and I'm not going to go into detail. I'm not going to mention the... I'm not going to go into detail about the shooter's name. Let's not give them the satisfaction. So Democrats are getting ready for, the Republicans were getting ready for a fundraising, baseball, softball game, whatever. And the bottom line with it is this. They're trying to raise money. I guess it was for a local school or local charities or what have you. They do this every year, the Republicans and the Democrats. It's, one of the few times they can put everything aside. It has nothing to do with legislation. It has everything to do with, simply just having fun, releasing some pressure, and raising some money. We have to have some nut job who, goes out looking for this. My understanding now is first and foremost, our hearts and prayers go out to, the four that he shot. And the gunman was shot himself. The people that, that protected the Republicans on the baseball diamond, Capitol Police, that is. So when you look at everything going on, and you look at this going on, I would hope that a lot of you just don't start with the political garbage, at least right away. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this guy obviously was out to kill them just because they were Republicans, just because he felt that he hated all Republicans. I'm sure that has nothing to do with the rhetoric going around today all over the country. But the bottom line was, thanks to the heroes, thanks to the Capitol Police, thanks to those who got in the way to make sure that this wasn't worse than it could have been. And we found out today it could have been a lot worse. The only reason there were armed guards there to begin with, or people with guns there to begin with, because of Scalise's position on the committee. So our hearts and prayers go out to them, seriously. Today is the... Come on, anybody know? I hope somebody does. A couple things going on today. One is it's Flag Day. I'll get to that in a second. Two, it's the birthday of the Army. Did you know that? Now, created by the Continental Congress on June 14th, 1775... The next day, George Washington was elected Commander-in-Chief and soon issued orders that the it would set the tone for the military till today, for that matter. Right? The blessings and protection of heaven are at all times necessary, but especially so in times of public distress and danger. The general hopes and trust that every officer and man will endeavor so to live and act... And act as becomes a Christian soldier defending the dearest rights and liberties of his country. They should have removed him immediately. I mean, think about it. Can you imagine if a commander-in-chief said that today? They would call for impeachment the next day. Because, you have a separation of church and state that apparently none of the founding fathers that were at that event knew about. That George Washington was unaware of. Over the 242 years since its inception, the U.S. Army... And indeed, the entire American military have repeatedly lived up to the high ideals set forth in its first commander-in-chief. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I love our guys. I love our military guys. Yes, it's not because I'm a right-wing conservative Republican. I want them out there shooting them up and killing everybody. No, I love our guys because they're willing to go out there for what they believe in. They're willing to go out there and put themselves on the line for us on both sides of the aisle, no matter how stupid we get, dumb things that we do. And by the way, on a side note, you got to give Bernie Sanders credit today. He did exactly what we constantly ask them to do. And he did it quickly. He did it without anybody poking and prodding him. And he came out and he denounced this guy. He denounced the violence. He denounced the violence going on across the country. Saying, this is not the way to do it. This is wrong. This is not what we do in America. So, I know some of you are going to pass out, but thank God, Bernie Sanders, thank you for coming out and saying that so quickly and jumping on it, you know, quick. So, speaking of the Army after Civil War in 1871, Frederick Douglass reminded the nation, we must never forget that the loyal soldiers who rest beneath this sod flung themselves between the nation and the nation destroyers. If today we have a country not boiling in the agony of blood like France, if now we have a united country, no longer cursed by the hell black system of human bondage, if the American name is no longer a byword and a hissing to a mocking earth, if the Star-Spangled Banner floats only over free American citizens in every quarter of the land, and our country has before it a very long and glorious career of justice, liberty, and civilization, we are indebted to the unselfish devotion of the noble army who rests in these honored graves all around us. Now, come on, isn't that cool? God bless that guy. During World War I, General John Pershing reminded Americans that 3,000 miles from home, an American army and fighting for you everywhere you hold worthwhile is at stake. Only the hardest blows can win against the enemy that we are fighting. Invoking the spirit of our forefathers, the Army asks you unflinching support to the end that the high ideals for which America stands, that the high ideals for which America stands may endure upon the earth. And in World War II, General George Marshall said, we are determined that before the sun sets on this terrible struggle, our flag will be recognized throughout the world as a symbol of freedom on the one hand and overwhelming force on the other. God bless them all. Really, I appreciate that. Also, today's Flag Day. We're going to talk more about that on the side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Please don't go far. Hang out.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
Come on, everybody together, right? No, there's no word to that, is there? I'm Joe Messina, your host, Joe Sinner, Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend together with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and commenting and what have you. I got to tell you, it was funny. My wife, I'm going to an event tonight. And my wife said something to me earlier as we were walking, as I was walking away to do something. And she said, you know, I hope you're protected. I hope you're taking what took place today seriously. And because as some of you know, as I'm on a school board, I am very much disliked by some. Not, I wouldn't say the majority, but there is definitely a loud group out there that are very unhappy with my my stance, my Christian conservative stance. Now, don't run around sticking my finger in people's faces yelling, you're going to hell for what you believe. You're going to hell for what you're doing, because, you know, whether people want to hear it or not, Christianity is not all about condemnation. It's also about forgiveness and understanding and teaching and training and loving on people, not letting them, not condoning what they're doing if it's against the Bible. But it's not our job to go sticking our finger in everybody's faces when they're doing something wrong. It's just not what I believe we've been taught to do. And don't get me wrong. You take a stand. Right? You take a stand. Just asking. No, just saying, as they say. All right, so today, guys, now some of you may not like this, but too bad, deal with it. Today's Flag Day. And again, I know July 4th is coming up, and we'll probably do all this all over again. I get all of that. But bear with me for a minute. I have the mic. I have the volume control. And I want you just to think. I think I want you to think. I want you to think. I think this is probably the best I know I'm going to screw this up. You know I'm going to screw this up, right? This is probably the best rendition of the Star Spangled Banner that I have heard in so long. So bear with me a second here. Let's see if we can get this thing. Let's see if we can get this puppy working. The chills yet? Come on, tell me the truth. It's a flag. It's a love story for the flag, don't you think? Come on, listen. It's the most important part, and you don't have to stand if you don't want to. It is Flag Day. It's also my dad's birthday. So happy birthday, Dad. Sorry you have to share it with the flag. Or maybe the flag, sorry it has to share it with you. I don't know. When you talk about the flag, and in today's environment, it has an oppressive sound to it. That doesn't, to me, don't get me wrong. There's no way you can get me to believe that the flag, that the American flag represents oppression. Oppression. There's too many people in this country over the years. You know, I wish our young people so easily swayed to believing that the flag is oppressive would actually do their homework. Not take input from a hardcore left-wing liberal professor, but actually do their homework. Find out how many people, when they saw that flag in their country, on their country soil, pushing back the Germans, right? Pushing back the Japanese, whatever it is, whatever the situation was. Let me tell you what. Think about something here. How do you think they felt when they saw the Germans coming in? How do you think they felt when the Japanese were coming in, or in some cases the Italians coming in? Right? How do you think they felt? I'm sure they weren't elated knowing that now they would be a free people. No, they knew they were going to be an oppressed people when they saw those other countries on the flags coming in. And it wasn't until the American soldiers showed up. It wasn't until they saw the American flag coming around the corner. It wasn't until they saw the ships with the American flags flying and the planes with the American flag symbol on them that they were excited, that they knew they had a shot at freedom. They knew that they were really believed that they would be rescued. And you young people who miss that, and you can only stay on the fact that the flag is oppressive because at one point in time in our history, it was about slavery, and we've done some other things that aren't so great in our history. Why you hang everything on a couple of issues compared to the tens of thousands of things that we've done to save people across the world, I don't know. And you parents of those kids, why have you not taught them better? Why have you not been on them? Why have you not been working with them? So they know, so they understand truly what this fight is all about. So they understand truly what's going on. I'm not browbeating you on a parenting issue. I am browbeating you about looking at your kids and helping them understand what's right and what's wrong, helping them understand what this country is truly all about. No, seriously, think about it. They don't know their history because we've put them in a situation in some of these schools that aren't teaching it or teaching it properly. And then we don't fix it. I asked my granddaughters what they're learning in school. I asked some of my friends what they're learning in school. I spoke at an event on... we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break. Please, please, please hang in with us. Seriously. You'll like it. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
We are back.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a history lesson today. Happy Flag Day. And happy birthday to our American Army. Seriously. Which, I mean, technically you could say probably the beginning of the military as a whole for the country. And I want to thank our men in uniform. Those who have signed up for my dad was an Army guy. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. I don't know what you have to get. You're 106 today. And today is also Flag Day. And I know some of you have no clue as to what that means and why we're even saluting a flag or honoring a flag that displays oppression all over the world, which is a bunch of hooey. Sorry you had a left-wing, left-leaning, left-freaktoid professor in school. I don't know what to tell you. But you ask people in oppressed countries for real what flag they prefer to see come in during the wars, the German, the Japanese, or the American flag. Which ones did they prefer to come in and help them? You have to ask them, for real. And ask the old ones. Ask the ones that are around. Ask the ones that actually remember or are close to someone who remembers. Do not ask a young person about the flag, because they really don't understand. It's sad, but they really don't understand. You know, really, I got, you know, the other part of this that you probably are unaware of, that the 4th of July was traditionally celebrated as America's birthday, but the idea of an annual day specifically celebrating the flag is believed to first originated in 1885. Right? B.J. Segrin, the school teacher, arranged for the pupils in Fredonia, which is also, it's also the name of a country that the Marx Brothers saved in one of their movies. Tell me which movie it was, and you may win a free gift. No, you will win a free gift. First one tells me what movie it was, I'll give you a free gift. All right? And I'll announce it in tomorrow's show. Wisconsin, and I don't care how I get it. Email, Facebook, whatever, whatever, whatever. First one up, gets it. Wisconsin Public School District number 6, to observe June 14th, the 108th anniversary of the official adoption of the Stars and Stripes, as the flag's birthday. Now, in numerous magazines and newspapers, articles, and public addresses over the following years, Segrin continued to enthusiastically advocate the observance of June 14th as Flag Day, or the flag's birthday. On June 14th, 1889, George Balch, a kindergarten teacher in New York City, planned the appropriate ceremonies for the children of the school. Wow, when New York City wasn't so liberal. They were going to celebrate the flag? Brings tears to my eyes.
for the children of his school, and his idea of observing Flag Day was later adopted by the State Board of Education of New York. On June 14, 1891, the Betsy Ross House of Philadelphia held a Flag Day celebration, and on June 14th of the following year, the New York Society of the Sons of the Revolution celebrated Flag Day. Now, following the suggestion of Colonel J. Granville, Granville Leach. I like the Granville, though. That sounds better, right? Granville. At the time, the historian of Pennsylvania Society of the Sons of the Revolution, the Pennsylvania Society of the Colonial Dames of America, ooh, can you say that? Are we allowed, will they shut us down for saying that? The Dames of America, on April 25th, 1893, adopted a resolution requesting the mayor of Philadelphia and all others in authority and all private citizens to display the flag on June 14th. Leach went on to recommend that, therefore, the day be known as the Flag Day. And on that day, school children be assembled for the appropriate exercises, with each child being given a small flag. 2 weeks later, on May 8th, the Board of Managers of the Pennsylvania Society of the Sons of the Revolution unanimously endorsed the acts of the Pennsylvania Society of Colonial Dames. Colonial Dames. I'm laughing at that. As a result of the resolution, Dr. Edward Brooks, then superintendent of public schools of Philadelphia, directed the Flag Day exercises be held on June 14, 1893, in Independence Square. School children were assembled, each carrying a flag, and patriotic song were sung and addresses delivered. In 1894, Governor of New York directed that on June 14th, the flag be displayed on all public buildings, with B.J. Segrand and Leroy Van Horn as the moving spirits. The Illinois organization known as the American Flag Day Association was organized for the purpose of promoting and holding the Flag Day exercises on June 14th, 1894. And then it started moving through the country. And inspired by these, like, 30 years, this went on for 30 years without anybody making it official. Now, inspired by these three decades of state and local celebrations, Flag Day, the anniversary of Flag Resolution of 1777, was officially established by the proclamation of President Woodrow Wilson on May 30th. That was in 1916. Now, while Flag Day was celebrated in various communities for years, after Wilson's proclamation, it was not until August 3rd of 1949 President Truman signed an act of Congress designating June 14th of each year as National Flag Day. So I would hope you flew it, talked about it, thought about it. Well, wouldn't that be nice? Truly what it means. Truly what it stands for. I mean, come on, really. Seriously. You know, check out the evolution of the flag someday. Everything that it went through to get to where it is. Do you know what I mean? If you go down, you know, how it started, how many stars and stripes, how often it was changed, I did not know this. Oh, come on, we'll have some fun, okay? I'll have some fun. You guys might be bored out of your minds, I don't know. On June 14, 1777, in order to establish an official flag for a new nation, the Continental Congress passed the First Flag Act. It was resolved that the flag of the United States be made of 13 stripes, alternate red and white, and that the Union be 13 stars, white in the blue field representing a new constellation. Now, in the Act of January 13, 1794, it provided for 15 stripes and 15 stars. On April 4, 1818, it provided for 13 stripes again and one star for each state to be added to the flag on the 4th of July following the admission of each new state. That was signed by President Monroe, which I think is, like, kind of cool, right? Goes back to history, right? Not erasing history, not tweaking it. I mean, it'd be kind of goofy if the flag had 50-some-odd stripes on it. It'd be kind of hard to watch, right? But if you go back to the 13 stripes for the 13 original colonies, I think that's great. Great idea. Great to explain it to the kids. And then one star for each. And they're supposed to be added. As, obviously, they had every intention of growing. Now, the executive order of President Taft in June 24th that established proportions of the flag and provided for arrangements of the stars in six horizontal rows, eight each, a single point of each star to be upward. Can't tweak it. And then the executive order of President Eisenhower, dated January 3, 1959, provided for the arrangement of the stars in seven rows of seven stars each, staggering horizontal and vertically. And then, let me see, executive order of President Eisenhower, dated August 21, 1959, provided for the arrangement of the stars in nine rows. Now, this was an executive order. Ooh. Nine rows of stars staggered horizontally and 11 rows of stars staggered vertically. So there's been changes to the flag over the years. And again, this is all good stuff. This is all history. Wouldn't hurt. It really wouldn't hurt for your children to know. Don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We also had another shooting today in San Francisco. Or up in the, yeah, in, I guess San Francisco proper, probably. At a UPS facility, sorting and more of a, you know, a distribution facility. And I believe three people were killed there. And again, you know, really, I'm not making light of this. I know I'm moving through pretty quick, but I'm not making light of it. Our hearts and prayers go out to those people. They really do. And I can only imagine. I always say that, I can imagine what it's like. No, you can't imagine. Until somebody picks up the phone and calls you and says, your son, daughter, niece, nephew, uncle, aunt, whoever, has been shot by some freaktoid at their workplace, you cannot imagine what it feels like. Right? I mean, seriously. You can imagine heartbreak. You can imagine the mental pain somebody's going through because we've all been through something like that in our lives. You know, some kind of instant death or immediate death that you weren't expecting. But I'll tell you whether you believe it or not, if you're a praying person, take the politics out of it. Pray for those families. Pray for peace. Pray for closure. If you're not a praying person, and again, I don't say this in a joking way, you know, you send your good vibes, your good thoughts, whatever it is that you do, do it. Get involved in somebody else's life. Get out of your get your head out of politics for a moment, if you could. Again, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, we've got a lot coming up tonight. We've got in the second hour, we're going to talk about your finances, where we were at, you know, the Dodd-Frank Act, which we have been talking about on this show for years with David Fisher. There's been some changes to it you need to know about. And then your health care program. What is going to change and who are really going to lose their health care? And we'll talk a little bit about Schumer and others and that kind of thing. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, but the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where
we are back. Hey, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really be involved in the conversation. We're celebrating Flag Day today, or at least in this segment. And our hearts and prayers do go out to those. Hey, it always seems to have a negative, right? Somewhere in there, someplace. And our hearts and prayers do go out to those that you know, that were involved in that shooting this morning. Maybe they lost a loved one, or a loved one got shot, or, you know, they went through that moment where they were totally petrified, not knowing if one of their loved ones got shot. Same thing in San Francisco. You know, we had the same basic thing in San Francisco, where you had people that were shot at a UPS center. Now, you know, one was for political reasons and just flat-out hate. I don't know what the other one was for yet. I know they're still working on it. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time on this Flag Day, also my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. And I do appreciate what you're doing. So, you know, some of the things that you kind of run down in your head today, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, which is a pledge to the flag, pledge to the country. At the end of the segment, I'm going to play, what's his name, Red Skelton's version of it, which was great. Loved it. Thought it was wonderful. And, you know, we do so many things here to do it because we're taught to do it, we're just going to do it, and that's it, you know, and make everybody happy and yada, yada, yada. But we really should. We should be doing these things because they mean something to us, don't you think? I think. And I do think about this crazy stuff. You know, I talked earlier about how when you see the American flag, when you're in other countries, because I always hear how oppressive the American flag is, but when you're in other countries and you see that American flag in World War II, you know, what would you prefer, the German flag or the American flag? Right? When you were in World War II, would you prefer to see, in the Pacific Islands anywhere, would you have preferred to see the Japanese flag showing up on your doorstep, or would you have preferred to see the American flag? Just asking the question. I don't always have the answer, but just asking the question. And right now, we're hearing from the Otto Warmbier, the student who was arrested in North Korea. Right? Why do these guys go there? Why do these young people especially, or people go there as a whole? They visit the place. Right? Then they get arrested for doing dumb things here that they get away with here. Maybe we should allow them to get away with them here. But the family of Otto Warmbier said Wednesday that they are adjusting to a different reality following their son's return from North Korea, where he was brutalized. Yeah, we're so terrible with our systems here, aren't we? He was brutalized by his captors and held for more than a year in a coma. Now, Otto's not in great shape right now, his father said. I mean, a year. He's been in a coma for a year with just finding out about it. Didn't anybody from that wonderful, transparent State Department from before, didn't any one of them reach out? Didn't any one of them try to work on trying to get this guy out of there? The dad says that Otto has been terrorized and brutalized for 18 months by that regime. The 22-year-old college student was medically evacuated from North Korea, flown to a hospital in a hometown of Cincinnati Tuesday, I think it was. And it was a very brief, apparently, flurry of diplomatic activity that involved the highest levels of U.S. government. Give that one some thought. Now, the elder Warmbier singled out Joseph Yoon, the U.S. special envoy on North Korea, as a key player in his son's release, as well as the Secretary of State. Rex Tillerson. Right? The one that everybody on the left hates. Rex Tillerson actually got this guy out. They wanted Otto home, Warmbier said. And Cindy and I believed that this administration would make that happen. Warmbier's interview will air later on tonight on Tucker Carlson, after my show, just so we're clear. And the kids in a coma, so it's not like you're going to find out everything that was going on there. So, you know, what I'm pushing on you guys tonight is take a hard look at this flag. It's Flag Day. Right? Take a few minutes to think about the flag. I asked you to do this earlier, too. Look up the history of the flag. Find out as much as you can about the flag. And then let your children, your nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, whatever it takes, get them informed and get them engaged in this. Now, the sad part about this, again, well, you know, we're right back to the oppressive American flag, totally different, huh? Gee, I'm sure they were much happier seeing that North Korean flag coming in. Now, there are people who have been detained in North Korea forever. There's also, we know that there's three other people being held there right now. And the chances of getting them out are nil and none, especially with all this hostility. And you know, Trump will get blamed for it because that's just what we do, or just what gets done. Got to be the Republicans. I mean, they've got to make it a political. Look, how about we just try to get them out of there? How about we teach our kids when they go to another country? It's one of the reasons I don't want to go to another country. What if we teach our kids when they go to another country, obey the laws? If they're not sure what the law is, don't do it. How's that? Maybe we should try there or something? What do you think? I'm just saying. I'm just guessing here. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And listen, here's what I'm going to leave you with. Red Skelton did a great rendition while laying out what the Pledge of Allegiance means. And I think every kid, every adult, maybe you should listen to it once a year. I'm not that swift. But maybe you should listen to it once a year so that you understand really what it means. You understand how sacred, when we take that pledge, when we look at that flag, what the flag represents. It's only cloth. I always say that to you. It's only cloth. It's only colors. It doesn't mean much anything in and of itself. But when you take it all the way through and you take it for its full meaning, it is a big deal. So don't go far. We've got a lot coming up in the next couple of hours. But take a listen.
Over this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation. One nation. Meaning, so blessed by God. Indivisible. Incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?